This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Leroy M. Holloway, Appellant, decided July 15th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, no, ED11-2269, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2322-CR0053801. Leroy M. Holloway, Honorable Annette Llewellyn, Appellant. Filed July 15, 2025, before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J. Opinion. The events giving rise to this criminal case occurred on March 22, 2023, when police were called to a shooting at an apartment complex on Newstead Avenue in St. Louis City. A disturbance had occurred among appellant Leroy Holloway, his sister Monica Holloway, and her occasional boyfriend Jamie Pratt. The incident culminated in a shooting in which Pratt was shot. Pratt told the police dispatched to the scene that Holloway shot him and was upstairs in an apartment. Police detained Holloway and found a firearm in his waistband. Because Holloway was a felon, the state charged him under Section 571.070 with the unlawful possession of a firearm. 1. The state did not charge Holloway for shooting Pratt. Before trial, the court issued an order in limine excluding any reference to the shooting and, instead, ordered the parties to refer to the shooting of Pratt as an altercation. 1. All statutory references are to the Revised Statutes of Missouri, 2016, Commerce Sapichars, 2024. 2. Holloway now appeals the judgment entered upon the jury's guilty verdict. In his sole point on appeal, Holloway claims the trial court abused its discretion by denying his motion for mistrial because the state, in its closing argument, violated the court's order in limine when it linked the altercation in which Pratt was injured with Holloway's possession of a firearm. Holloway contends that the prejudice resulting from this improper argument was magnified because during the trial, the state made nudge-nudge, wink-wink, say no more. 2 allusions to the shooting and to Holloway's possession of a gun when the shooting occurred. For its part, the state contends that its argument was a proper inference drawn from the evidence, and regardless, the overwhelming evidence of Holloway's guilt outweighed any prejudice. We are troubled by the state's conduct in this case, in which the state twice violated the limine order in an arguably cynical fashion by attempting to prove a crime with which it did not charge Holloway. Yet Holloway has failed to show outcome determinative prejudice in light of the overwhelming and undisputed evidence of his guilt, in that he was a convicted felon found with a firearm while legally searched by police. Background. On March 22, 2023, at approximately 2 a.m., police responded to an apartment complex located on Newstead Avenue in St. Louis City, following multiple reports of a shooting. The shooting occurred during an argument and a physical altercation among Holloway, his sister, and Pratt. Pratt told police that Holloway shot him and was in an upstairs apartment. Police detained Holloway and found a firearm in his waistband. Holloway was a convicted felon. 2. From Monty Python's Flying Circus, first season skit, a phrase meant to convey that the speaker is hinting at something without directly stating it, while also indicating that the listener should understand the hidden meaning. Monty Python and the Flying Circus, how to recognize different types of trees from quite a long way away. BBC television broadcast, October 19, 1969. 3. In October 2023, the state charged Holloway with unlawful possession of a firearm, and he was tried the following week. Holloway raised the defense of necessity, contending that he took the gun from his sister, a gun he claimed belonged to her, to keep her from shooting Pratt. 3. On November 1st, the jury convicted Holloway, and the court sentenced him to 7 years in prison, but suspended execution and put him on 4 years probation. Before trial, Holloway moved in limine to exclude any evidence of the shooting, including police body cam footage that captured Pratt's statement that Holloway shot him. Holloway argued that since Pratt was not going to testify and the state did not charge Holloway with the shooting, such evidence would be irrelevant, hearsay, and unfairly prejudicial. Holloway also moved to suppress the search that produced the gun. The state, for its part, argued the search was legal and that evidence of the shooting, including Pratt's recorded accusation, explained the police's presence and later search of Holloway. On the morning before trial began, the trial court took up